Time to go through the mail. Thomas Main of Chicago heard our discussion last week about the ethics of embryonic stem cell research and writes, "It is important to understand that what we call bioethics is really not a single unified field of study, but rather several different, though related, disciplines under an umbrella term of bioethics. Thus, it might be more illuminative to see Saturday's segment not as a debate between two individuals, Gilbert Mailander and Alta Charo, both of whom are bioethicists, but rather a debate between two different disciplines with different understandings of the nature of bioethics, one arising from a faith tradition and the other from the philosophy of law. It is not only the two individuals which have differences, but, more importantly, the two disciplines." And we'd like to update a story we ran in early June about London's underground. Scott Simon spoke with the recently hired head of the rapid transit system, an American named Bob Kiley from New York. Mr. Kiley had already successfully taken on the job of rehabilitating the subways in both Boston and New York City. In London, he was entrusted to clean up and to fix the world's oldest and arguably grandest public transit system. Mr. Kiley recognized that it was a big job.
How will you measure yourself in a year, your progress?
I don't think success can happen in a year. This is a 4 to 6 year proposition. I don't think I'll be hoisted onto anyone's shoulders.
I mean, beheading hasn't been around here for a few centuries, but it's been known to happen.
There could be a head on a stake in the Tower of London here if we're not really careful. It won't be mine, but I could be among those leading the charge.
Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London.
Well, this week, Bob Kiley was sacked. Given the pink slip, canned, dismissed, put on the last train to Morden, told his services would no longer be needed, he took the rest of the week off. Apparently, Mr. Kiley's reluctance to privatize the tube drew poor notices from his superiors. Finally, this note from James Morris of Stockton, California. Last week, Susan Stamberg interviewed 4 golfers, each of whom had a hole-in-one on the same day on the same course. Quite a feat indeed. In 1958, my mother, Marjorie Morris, had a hole-in-one immediately after her playing partner had one. This back-to-back phenomenon was recorded in the May 12, 1958 issue of Sports Illustrated, page 21, and in the World Book annual volume that year. Send your letters to Weekend Edition Saturday, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is WESAT, W-E-S-A-T, @npr.org. Don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.